proclamation number 8555 dated the July 11th, 1963. Accepting truth is a commitment. Errors. You are supposed to spread the truth. That is the task you accepted voluntarily in which you should now put into practice if you want to serve me as my disciples in the last days. But to spread the truth also includes fighting against error as soon as an error becomes evident to you. I keep telling you that you cannot be tolerant where it concerns the pure truth from me, that you should support it firmly and not, due to alleged tolerance, allow for a continued existence of error. You should denounce it as error and not shy away from proceeding against it, because it is my adversary's doing and will never serve to provide benefit for the human soul. And especially you, who recognize the error because you have been instructed in the truth by me myself, should not shy away from it, because you have the right to fight it. You are sent by me amongst people as bearers of light with an ample supply of spiritual knowledge that justifies your actions against error because you are able to refute and decry it as a work of my adversary. He is at work where error exists because only purest truth originates from me, but he constantly tries to undermine the pure truth. The human being has free will which will be seized by the direction of its choice. If he looks for contact with me, he will be given pure truth indeed, and he should work with it too, i.e., he should pass it on to his fellow human beings whose thoughts remain misguided as long as they are not educated by me myself as the eternal truth. My adversary will try to work in the same manner and will also be successful with people who are not aware of the great responsibility, who do not understand what it means to receive purest truth and to pass it on, who do not fear error as it should be feared and who therefore do not inwardly resist when my adversary tries to convey error to them. My adversary will also disguise himself as an angel of light, but he will not be able to deceive you, my bearers of light. You will recognize his activity and then should also take action against it, since this is the task which you have volunteered to do for me. Wherever you recognize wrong thoughts, you should enlighten your fellow human beings about the pure truth. You should help them to let go of the error and realize what is right. Show them their wrong opinion clearly and openly, so that they, too, will arrive at the truth and deliver themselves from my adversary, who is still able to influence them because he still somehow has a claim on those he plunged into error due to their similar inclinations. It is not advisable to abandon such a misguided person. Rather, he should be helped to recognize his error and agree to accept the truth. Only then will he derive a benefit from it himself, and only then will he, too, be a true vineyard laborer for me. A bearer of truth cannot be tolerant and leave his fellow human beings in error due to kindness. He should clearly point out that the other person does not think correctly, that he was influenced by my adversary irrespective of how the error was imparted to him. For the adversary will always be able to interfere with a person's thoughts who is not so intimately in contact with me that I can protect him. But it is certain that I myself do not transmit spiritual knowledge to a person which does not correspond to the truth, and this is to be clear to the person, otherwise my love, wisdom and might could in fact be doubted. It follows that a direct transmission of my word to a person cannot have taken place if it is associated with error. You humans cannot be careful enough and always have to fear the adversary's influence as long as you do not give yourselves to me completely and ask for my protection, which I will truly grant everyone who sincerely wants to live in utmost truth and pass it on to his fellow human beings in turn, if they are destined by me for this truth. Error is true poison for the human soul, Consequently, you should take action against it and repeatedly oppose it with truth, since you received it from me, because it is necessary that light should shine into the darkness. Your free will allows the influx of misguided thoughts, for if you would inwardly resist them in the awareness only to serve the pure truth, misguided mental concepts could not become established in you. But I can never acknowledge that something which contradicts the pure truth has originated from me. You therefore should only ever make sure to spread purest truth and declare uncompromising war on error, and you will act in accordance with my will and on my behalf. Amen.